The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. We're here in the HQ, the Unstoppable HQ in beautiful Santa Barbara, California. So, man, I want to talk about a cool story, man. I mean, this epitomizes the journey of personal development and really like the quest and mission that a lot of us are on, right? You start off in a place in life where you recognize that you want more, right? You have a vision, an idea. You just know that wherever you're at, whether it's at home with your family, a certain part of the country, maybe a certain part of the world, right? You know that you want to go somewhere different. You want to become someone different than your environment. You don't want to be like your parents, or you want more than they have. You don't want to be like everyone else that you see at school or in your community. Like, there's something inside of you that's compelling you to go beyond, right? To go explore, to go search out this feeling inside of you. If you've ever had that feeling in the world, if you've ever had that feeling before, you're one of the most blessed people in the world. Because a lot of people, whether they do or don't have it, they ignore it, they suppress it, and they just stay stuck in life. And the reason I'm talking about this is the journey I'm on. I'm on a journey to become my best self. And I know that sounds cliche or corny, but what else are you on earth to do? To just exist? Or aren't you here to find out what you're capable of? Don't you want to try everything, experience everything? Don't you want to take the big risk, take the chances, bet on yourself? Don't you want to see who you can become if you trust and believe in that feeling inside of you? That path that your heart is calling you to take. Imagine if you actually go down that path and you don't let fear, you don't let doubt, you don't let other people's opinions, you don't let those obstacles stop you. Imagine where you'll end up at the end of your life. That's what I want. I want to look back on my journey and go, fuck yeah, that was a life. I gave my all, blood, sweat, and tears every day. I don't want to look back with regret. I don't want to look back on excuses. What if? Who could I become? What could I have achieved if I just took action? And a lot of you watching this, that's the path that you're on right now. You're on the path of self-destruction, victim-mindedness. You're on the path of excuses, doubts, fear. All that's going to plague you later on in life. So if you haven't checked out the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary on Netflix, you got to go check it out. This documentary is so awesome. Obviously, we all know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is, but do you know where he came from? Do you know what kind of environment he grew up in? Do you know what he had to do to become the person that you all recognize him as today? The best bodybuilder to ever exist, the world's biggest action movie star at the time, and even governor of the state of California. Like, what a fucking journey. Well, I've been watching this documentary and it has me so fired up, not necessarily because of the accolades that Arnold achieved, not because of the things that he did that the public knows him for, but because of the spiritual journey and the journey of personal development and self-discovery that he's been on since the beginning. Here's a guy who grew up in Austria post-World War II. You know, Austria just lost the war, so all the men were defeated. You know, they all had PTSD. He grew up in a very negative time in that country. Everyone was just depressed. And he looked around, he thought, man, I don't want to be like these men. I don't want to be in this country. I want to go off and pursue something better for my life. So this is the first point I want to make. It started off with a feeling. He didn't even know exactly what he wanted at that time. He just felt something stirring inside of him. This is the human spirit. You all have this. Most of you had that feeling at a time when you were a kid, but a lot of people, they give up on it. Okay, a lot of people settle in life and they give up on that feeling. They suppress it to the extent that it just disappears and vanishes. Then they're waking up every day working a job they hate and a life they want to escape from. This is society right now. Okay, so pay attention. What Arnold did is he just recognized that he wanted to be different. He didn't want to be like his dad. He didn't want to be like the other men that he saw who came back from war and who were defeated. So it started off as a feeling, but he couldn't put words to that feeling. He didn't have a vision yet, okay? A lot of you want to achieve things in life and you're all worried because you don't know exactly what it is. You don't have a perfect plan. That doesn't mean that you quit and give up or you settle. That just means that that vision hasn't materialized yet. So what happened, if you haven't watched this documentary, is Arnold was down in the town with a friend. He lived out in the village. They lived on farms. Well, he was out in the town, and he saw this big movie poster. They were going to see a movie, and he saw a poster of Reg Park. Back then, Reg Park played in the Hercules movie, okay? He was a bodybuilder at the time. He was from Rome. He had been discovered, and now he was an actor traveling all over the world producing movies. So Arnold saw that. He saw the way that this man's physique looked. He saw the confidence this man had in the movie, the way he carried himself. And he thought, man, I want to be like that guy. Like, that's what I want to be like. Now he had a vision. Now that spark was ignited. That feeling became a clear vision once he had somebody to emulate, an example. Okay, this brings me to my second point. We all need examples in life. We all need somebody to emulate. You know, oftentimes, seeing is believing. You have to believe before you see, but the opposite is true as well. Seeing is believing. When you see someone else doing something, you know it can be done. Okay, it goes back to the example of the 4-minute mile. Nobody could break 4 minutes in a mile. Once the first individual did it, people started doing it in succession over and over and over. So for human beings, seeing is believing. That's why you have to surround yourself with people who are further ahead than you on the journey. You need those positive role models in your life. Success leaves clues, and if you observe them long enough, the path is going to emerge before you. So now Arnold knew he wanted to be fit. Okay, he wanted to be charismatic. He wanted to have that confidence. He wanted to have the ability to captivate people's attention when he walked into a room, just like Reg Park did. So he found a group of guys in his local area, and they were lifting weights. And these guys were some of the best bodybuilders in his area in Austria and eventually in Europe. But he started working out with these guys, and now they're working out in the woods. They're working out 2-3 times a day. They're going to the local gym together and working out, where Arnold eventually became an instructor, or I guess you would call him a personal trainer. All these things started happening in his life that changed his behavior and his course of action, because now he had the vision of who he wanted to be. See, this is so important. Like, a lot of times, we don't know where our next step's going to go. We don't know what the future holds for us. But if you just have that image of who you want to be, like, that's one of the most precious things you could possess. Like, a very clear, convicted feeling and image of who you want to be. I remember when I was in prison, I knew that I wanted to be able to captivate audiences' attention from stage. I knew I wanted to have charisma. I wanted to have confidence. I wanted to be able to speak my truth as if I fucking believed it, because I went so long in my life having doubt and being insecure. I didn't want to be that scared individual anymore. I don't want to be that timid little boy. I wanted to command attention when I spoke to people. So it started off as a vision, a feeling, right, that materialized over time. So Arnold continued to pursue this vision. In the documentary, if you watch it, it's so cool to see this transpire. Then he started winning contests. He was entering bodybuilding contests, and he started winning them. Now he's traveling all over Europe. He's meeting people. He's making a name for himself. But he knew all the while where he wanted to end up. He knew he wanted to be in America, because America represented true freedom. That's where you went if you wanted to build the dream life. So all the while, in the back of his head, he knew that he was going to end up in America. Okay. Then Arnold finally comes over to America, and Joe Weider, right, in Venice, California, started to support Arnold. He brought him over and he started showing him what American culture was like. He started teaching him about bodybuilding. Arnold's education continued in this realm and in this specific area of his life. Now he's in Southern California. He's meeting different people. He's around movie stars and celebrities. Eventually, after he was winning all these competitions and he was renowned as the world's number one bodybuilder, He saw different individuals in Hollywood who were actors, celebrities, movie stars. Now the seed was planted that he wanted to be an actor. Here's a guy who couldn't even speak English. Okay, here's a guy who was born in Europe. He didn't grow up speaking English. He came from Austria to America, won all these bodybuilding competitions, built up his confidence, built up his belief in himself, created the right relationships, and now a seed was planted. Man, I want to be an actor. Who the fuck is this guy to believe that he could be the world's number one action star? Like, he's delusional. People looked at him and they laughed. Man, you can't even speak English. Your accent's too heavy. Like, look at your teeth. Like, look at your demeanor. You don't know American culture. They had all the reasons in the world why he couldn't succeed. The only person in the world that didn't believe what they said was Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger. Now, you need to be the Arnold Schwarzenegger in your life. So many of you have so much potential, but you're scared to take action. And then you believe in the doubters. You believe in your own fears. You believe that you can't more than you can. That's your biggest problem. The only reason I'm here today is because I always believed that I could more so than I couldn't. That's it. Even when no one else saw my potential, I knew it, because I had that feeling inside of my heart and I never let that feeling go. Every day, with everything that I had, I was taking action to prove to myself that I was capable. And I just never stopped. I never stopped. And I'm still going today. And I'm just starting on this journey. That's why when I watch this documentary, I love it because I know I'm on the path to success. I know that I'm pursuing my vision. I know that I'm following that same trajectory that the greats in the past have followed. And I know that it's just a matter of time that I'm going to get to that apex of my life. And you know what? Even when I reach it, it's not going to be enough. I'm never going to quit. I love what I do because of the feeling. I love the impact. I love the growth. I love the challenge. I love thinking about who I could become and what I could do in this life and the legacy that I'll leave behind if I don't quit and give up. How I could change the lives of my children and their children. How I'm going to impact my wife's life. How I'm going to inspire the audiences that I share this message with. That's what fires me up, okay? When you really create success in your life, you have to recognize it's far beyond money, far beyond accolades, far beyond rewards. Like the people that do really great and amazing things in their life, they do it because they have a greater purpose. They want to see who they could become. They want to really experience life in the fullest. That's what they're after. And that's a never-ending pursuit. It's not more because we need more and we're greedy. It's more because we have one life and we want to soak up every fucking moment because they're precious and you don't know when this journey is going to end. So if you continue to watch Arnold's documentary, you'll see that he married a woman named Maria Shriver. Now, again, he met Maria Shriver because he was in the right rooms. He was building relationships with people in Hollywood. He's rubbing shoulders with all these big shots. Then he gets introduced to Maria Shriver, who is a descendant of the Kennedys, okay? JFK, RFK, those were her uncles. Now he's marrying into a really powerful family. Now he's continuing to pursue his dream and his vision of becoming the world's number one action star. And he did that, okay? Terminator, fucking Predator. What else was he in? Hercules. I could go on and on and on. He was in all these movies, right? Box office hits. Like, now his whole life is transformed. His whole life is different. He's like a celebrity. He's one of the most popular men on the face of the earth. Why did this happen? It started with a feeling inside of him that then became a vision that he obsessed over and pursued relentlessly. And when you do that, new doors open up. New people come into your life. It's crazy, but the law of attraction is real. And the universe and God starts to recognize you for that person that you're becoming. And all of a sudden, all these pieces of the equation start to fit together. I've seen this happen in my own life. And you can't stop and just look around and go, man, there's something so much more powerful than me at work here. This is beyond me. I'm just doing my part. I'm honest with myself about what I'm feeling in my heart, and I'm courageous enough to take action. But these people and these things that are happening, this is beyond me. This is incredible. That's the same thing that happened with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Next thing you know, he has this itch to get into politics. He said that he'd always be at these dinner parties, and he'd be overhearing his wife's family members talk about politics. And so over the years, he started to understand American politics. Over the years, he started to understand these different challenges that our country faced. And he thought, you know, I want to do something about this. I've lived the American dream. I've done something that I never thought I could do in my life. And I want to give back to the people. That's what he said. He had now a new vision emerge out of seemingly nowhere because of his life experience and the action he had been taking, and specifically the course that he had chosen in life. Then he ran for governor, and it just so happened there was a recall. When there's a recall for an election or when someone's in office, there's a recall. That means that the public is not happy with this person's ability to do what they said they were going to do, and they want to recall the individual. They want to put someone else in office. So it was very timely. But sure enough, Arnold Schwarzenegger became the fucking governor, the governator of California. How amazing is that? This little boy with a dream from Austria who chose to believe in himself. He chose to defy the odds because he would not quit and give up on himself, and that feeling inside of him became somebody that we all look up to, a household name, somebody that everybody in the world knows. When you say the word Arnold Schwarzenegger, when you say that name, everybody in the world knows who you're talking about. You know what his accomplishments are. You know what he's known for, bodybuilder, action star, governor. What an amazing depiction of what we all possess within us. The ability to overcome, the ability to transcend any ailments, any conditions in your life, any obstacles, and become somebody so fucking spectacular and amazing that everybody knows your name. You have that ability. I have that ability. He has that ability. He has that ability. How many of you will actually become that person? How many of you will get to the end of your life and everybody will know your name for good, leaving a legacy behind, impacting the world? Right? That's the reason why I'm here. That's the purpose why you're put on this earth. If you doubt that, that's your main problem. It's not that you can't. It's not that you don't have the opportunities. It's not that you don't have the resources. It's not that you don't have the ability. It's because you don't believe in yourself. This clip is all about having the ultimate belief in yourself and knowing that within you is everything that you need to achieve a life of greatness. Let's fucking go.